Hello, and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. This week's episode, we are talking about abundance. We are bringing back the magic. I was feeling some like sprinkling of fairy dust vibes today. It's really about just letting it go and just allowing yourself to be like, yeah, I am here to receive. I want these things. I want this abundance, and I'm letting it in. This is supposed to be easy today, so it shouldn't feel hard. I want you to do your best to be in your heart and be in your body. Try to let the mind have something else to do and allow yourself to just really be here, because if you're here, you've called this episode to you and it's yours. Claim it. It wants to come in. So today we have six messages about the energy of abundance. We're going to do our best to feel into it, to understand it. And once we understand and feel the energy of abundance, we can start aligning with it more. And once we're in alignment with it is when it starts to come forward. So let's break down some of our misconceptions about abundance and see what we are called to do or be really in order to align with this abundance. All right, let's get into message number one. Abundance, the energy of it, is about deciding that we are worthy and good, that we are worthy and good and deserving of these things. And it's crazy to say, you know, good, because we think like, yeah, of course I'm gonna think that I'm good. But no, there's so many things in life that happen that make us think we're bad. And it starts off at a very young age, right? If we don't follow rules, if we don't do this, we are bad. I've definitely found myself saying like, okay, be good or something like that. Or I'll hear my husband say it sometimes to the kids. I'm like, oh my God, no. But it's just normal, right? For us to think as humans that there's a good way and there is a bad way. And if we've done certain things, then we're not good. And it's basically like a dam that is closing back all of this abundance that wants to come in. So I was really getting this vision of a gate opening up and us just opening the gate. So imagine yourself just opening the gate. You're ready to open the gate to what is trying to come in. And part of that is by saying, I am good and I am worthy. So for me, I have never been a rule follower. Surprise, surprise. I'm a middle child and I have been guided by my heart and my gut and my intuition from a very young age. And because of that, and then I had an older brother who was like a typical older brother and kind of followed all the rules. And I was so different from that. And because of that, I just really internalized that I was bad. And because I wasn't following these rules, bad things were probably going to happen to me, or that like I just knew I was going to get less than is kind of the way that I internalized this and understood this. And it took me a while to realize like, oh my gosh, I was never bad. I was just being true to my true self, to who I really am. I am an intuitive being. I'm a very sensitive being. I can only move to the beat of my drum. I have very little, I don't know if the word's patient, but I don't have the capacity to follow something that's not true for me. It's very hard for me to do. I can only last so long. Like I'm just not strong enough to put my head down and to turn off my guidance system. I just, you know, can't do it. So because of that, I thought like, okay, well, I don't follow rules. I guess I'm going to get what I deserve. And because of that, that was my way of putting this gate or putting up this dam to the certain things that I wanted in life. And it wasn't until I started to be like, oh no, like this is who I am, that things started to flow in. I share that story because like there's probably something there with you. When I say that you are good or you are worthy, you might think about all the reasons why you're not good or why you're not worthy, all the mistakes you've made or all the things that you didn't go by or whatever. And you may even want to meet with your inner child, especially with the topic of good. We have a meditation and clarity app for the inner child and really see where that all started so that you can start to open up and be like, no, I am good and I am worthy. You are, because you are a child of God. So all of this is available to you, all of it. Like, and it doesn't matter what you've done or where you've been or anything like that. If you really sit with it, there's probably a reason like why that came forward. And sometimes also the bad things that we have done are a response to like how we saw ourselves or what we thought about ourselves. But to really let yourself have a clean slate, especially when it comes to wanting to let abundance in, because if you're trying to let in more, whether that's money, love, you know, whatever abundance you're trying to let in, you really do have to start new, like born again, and just deciding I'm good and I'm worthy the exact way that you were created. Like the day that you were born, that was true for you. And then of course we have all these like human experiences that make us think otherwise, but to come back to knowing that that is the core and the truth of who you are good and you are worthy. And once we connect to that, we are more in connection with the energy of abundance. Message number two, the energy of abundance is also connected to being a good receiver. When this was coming through, I was seeing like a little triangle, a little pyramid, like we are the receivers of these things. And being a good, we can either be good receivers or not so good receivers. And not so good receivers are just us blocking ourselves. I actually wrote down a few things that like can make a bad receiver sometimes. But a good receiver is just being a pyramid and knowing that we let things flow into us. And feel what it feels like to receive. Like just take a minute and notice that receiving is actually not very active. You're sitting down and you're letting it come through. You're allowing it, right? Allowing, letting, bringing it in. What is that the opposite of? That is the opposite of controlling. The opposite of allowing and letting go is when we get very controlling. I have somebody working in my house today. I hired somebody to help me with some meals and I went downstairs to make sure he had everything he needed. And my kitchen is a mess and my refrigerator is a disaster. And so much of me just wanted to control. And I'm like, no, I'm allowing this gift to come into my life. Like I know that I need this. I brought this into my life. I need to allow this, right? Rather than what is the point of that? Rather than get in and control. And then basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop the abundance. I'm going to stop like this joy that is coming my way. So the opposite, right, of allowing and being a good receiver is the controlling. So I got three things that make us bad receivers. The first, a controlling mind or like a micromanager. So imagine a mind that almost in a weird way wants to be right or wants to get the credit or wants to do the thing. Almost like a mind that's like, I need to get the credit for this because if not, I am not worthy. You know, I can't just find a $100 bill on the floor. I actually have to work for that $100 bill. I will not allow that. I remember when I was in college, it was like the biggest win ever. I felt guilty about it at first, but then I was like, well, where am I going to find somebody and tell them that they dropped $60 right there in the parking lot? I really just felt like it was for me. So I took the 60 bucks. And now that never happens to me because as I've gotten older, perhaps, well, first of all, I don't want to be in that moral dilemma again, but I would say that we're so used to earning and working for it. So that probably just doesn't happen so much, but I'm sure it's going to happen to my 20-year-old. I'm sure it can happen to my 7 and my 12-year-old, right? Because they're used to money coming to them in different ways. They don't really think that they always have to earn it or work for it. Like they're open to that. So really like the mind that tries to micromanage and really needs the credit is actually what makes us a bad receiver. Another thing about being a bad receiver is a complicated mind. And I hate on this one so much because this feels like it's the intelligent mind, you know, it's the mind that knows a lot. My son, my little Gemini, you know, he just like knows too much. And sometimes he's just like not as open as let's say the youngest who is more imaginative. I remember after college, I had already gone through my spiritual awakening and really questioning like the religion I was raised in and all that. And then I kind of like circled back onto this online world and doing spirituality my own way. And one thing that was like so funny is that I've met all these Christian spiritual leaders online. And I was like, dude, these people are like killing it because their message or the way that they're understanding their message is so simple. And I'm definitely overcomplicating it. And I wish I could be like as simple minded in a way as they are. And I mean that as a compliment because I think for me, I grew up like you need to be smart and be intelligent. And I enjoy my smart, intelligent mind. But sometimes it gets into the way of like some simplicity and just being like, you know what? I think I'm going to be okay with accepting that I'm good, right? I just told you in message number one, like you are good, right? And so much of us is going to try to complicate that and be like, well, I'm not good because of this and blah, blah, blah. As opposed to being like, what if I could just accept that as truth? Like maybe I don't need to know the drama behind why I am good or why I'm not good. I had this teacher when I was first starting this work, and I was studying theta healing at the time. And she used to always tell us that, like, sometimes you're going to find things like limiting beliefs that need to be replaced with a positive belief. And you don't want to get it caught up in the drama often. Like, she was saying that sometimes you might be like, oh, why did this limiting belief end up here? Where did it come from? And that's the mind getting a little complicated and wanting to come up with some drama. And she was just so good of not going down those rabbit holes. And I feel like sometimes it's hard not to do that. But almost the way that we allow that simplicity, and we allow the simplicity of the message of, I am worthy, I am good, this is not super complicated, is actually what makes a better receiver. And lastly, the thing that kind of complicates a good receiver is a brain that needs to be right. It's just so funny how sometimes we really get committed to some of the beliefs that are truly blocking us. So for example, maybe I've been trying something for a long time. Dating is always a good one. Maybe I've been dating for, 10 years. And I'm like, no, honestly, it's just, there are no good guys out there. I've tried, I've dated. There are no good guys out there. That is me being committed to there are no good guys out there. And the thing is, what makes me sad about this is that the reality, right? The person's reality is probably showing them that, they're not lying. They legitimately have seen that. So it's hard to convince a person to let that go because that's what they've seen. But it's like, do we really want to be right? Or do we really want what we want? Like, how committed are we? Are we more committed to being right? Or are we more committed to wanting and having what we want? So that's the switch. And those are hard ones because, like, when we're committed to a belief, especially a negative one, and we want to be right, it could be hard to convince ourselves to let it go. But I think a easy, simple way of convincing ourselves is saying, like, you know what? I think I'm ready of letting that go, because the truth is, what I'm really committed to is the love and the light that I'm trying to bring in and what I truly want. And I don't need this anymore. So I'm going to let that go. I'm not going to say that anymore. I'm not going to think that anymore. I'm really going to ask my reality to show me something else. And little by little, I'll build up the new belief that, like, there are some great guys out there and that they're available and single and that they want to be with me. So adding it little by little. And instead of saying, like, that I'm committed to this. So we want to be good receivers of abundance, and we want to see how open we are to receiving. Is there anything in our body, in our experience, in our mind, in our aura that is keeping us from receiving? And that is like a little check-in that we want to do. We can do a little bit of a body scan. And if you're in Soul Reading Method right now, guys, you can read the energy of yourself and really see, like, is there anything that is in contrast to actually being a good receiver and, like, what I want to receive, and how can I let that go? How can I, how can I send that off and be an open receiver? So I always see the receiver being almost like a vase. I want to make that vase very wide as much as possible so that I can receive as much as I can. A really skinny vase that's, like, caught up with all this density and all these, like, thoughts that are holding it back. It's like just making it very difficult to come in. And I think a simple question to ask ourselves is, like, how easy is it for that thing that I want to come into my life? Is it easy? Am I making it easy? How easy am I making it? How easy am I making, like, that love to come in? How easy is it that I'm making that money to come in? Or am I really, really complicating it? Or is it, like, having to go through a bunch of different doors? Am I micromanaging it? Or am I truly open to receiving and being a good receiver? Friends, I created a new series in Clarity app with you in mind. It's called The Messenger. The Messenger is a type of soul I see often in my work, in my community, in my readings, and in my classes. This is a person who typically has a business or is thinking about starting one because they're feeling like they need to help, share, or create. The calling is usually pretty vague and confusing, so when this person tries to actually do the thing, they go down this rabbit hole of doubt and confusion. Is this you? The truth is, you're not destined to be a marketer. You're meant to be a messenger. You come here with a knowing of where our world is meant to expand into, and when you can get out of your head, you'll realize that it's not what or how you do it, but rather it's the frequency within you. I made this series because I know so many messengers lose the real connection to their purpose. I believe this series will help you remember. It will give you the clarity and courage to express yourself. The Transmission series includes 6 videos in my signature style where I'll help you understand who you are at a soul level and what is required of you. This series will give you the confidence to know that you are enough right now. You'll receive clarity on what to share and how. We also cover how you're meant to find clients, customers, plus how to receive money. The series is available to all Clarity app members, so please join today to access. The link to join is below in the show notes, and I can't wait to see you remember who you truly are. Message number 3, the energy of abundance is definitely a playful, kind of curious, just childlike, almost like a explorer type child vibe. And what I was getting is that it's really this feeling of there's a way to this path. So for example, if it's like, I want to manifest $1 million, there is a simple way to this path. That is what the receiver and the person that is connected to abundance is feeling like. Because I think you can say like, yeah, of course there's a way to $1 million, but then quickly that bad receiver by accident may say, yeah, but it's really hard to do that, or I'd have to really work hard, or I have to do it this way, or I'd have to do it with my old career when I really want to make it with my new career, or it's really difficult, like all these different things, right? So the true receiver and the person that is in the energy of abundance is more like, I know there's a way, I know there's an easy way, I know there's a simple way for me. And I know that when the time is right, it'll show itself to me. So again, the receiver is not necessarily going out for it as much as like one may think. There is a patience to the receiver for sure, but it's letting it come to them, especially with that idea of letting that path show itself, like letting that path show it up. The minute I say there's a path for it, I might not be on it. I might not know exactly what it is. But basically what I'm doing is like I'm going out into the field, the energetic field, and being like, bring me that path to $1 million that's easy, that is fun, that has to do with my creativity. Like bring it to me and let me see it little by little, or let me see it really quickly, however you want to do it. But we're really believing that. It's not just like intellectually like, oh, Nikki said this in the podcast, I'm going to try that. It's really like believing like, no, where there's a will, there's a way. And what that really means is like where there's a dream, there's a path. So allowing that path to come forward and existing as a person that's like, yeah, I absolutely believe there's a path to that. I mean, I know exactly like what it is right now. And maybe sometimes the paths that show up are a little bit more complicated than the ones. They're not just right. I want the path that is just right. And I'm going to let it show itself. I'm allowing it to start to show itself. So try that little exercise. See what that does for you. But you really have to believe that there is a path to it. Message number 4, I think where a lot of us get abundance wrong and calling it in and understanding the energy is that we start from a place of wanting it, you know, which is normal, right? Most of the things that we vision and most of the things that we're trying to call in come from a place of, in a way, lack, right? It's the contrast of like not having it. It's like, oh, like I don't have this thing. I really want it. I really want a house. I really want a partner. I really want a business. And while that's a normal part of the kind of dreaming process, right? I would never blame myself for having that. It's like, yeah, that's normal to want. But at some point, that want has to kind of transform into the next stage, because when we want, we're actually keeping something separate from us and we're actually putting it in the future. I've talked about this before. I don't want you guys to think like, oh, in the future, this is coming, or I can see this coming for me in the future, because it keeps you separate from the present. So instead, we want to be in the present and bring that future into the present rather than seeing them as two separate things. So when I see about wanting, it's almost like when I see wanting, it's kind of like keeping it in the future. It's kind of like saying it's separate from me. So instead of wanting, we actually want to get into a place of knowing. And we talked about that in the last one. It's really like, okay, knowing there's a path, knowing that this is available to me, knowing that this exists for me. And I know this is like a hard concept to understand sometimes, guys, but we are one. We are all connected. So when I see somebody have something, that is actually the universe letting you know that it's coming for you. And I know that's so hard, because often when we see somebody having something, we think that that resource doesn't belong to us because we're separate from them. It's like, oh, well, Mary has it. So that means that's one less good guy out there, because Mary has a good guy or whatever. But really, when we start to understand like, oh, I am Mary and Mary is me, and what she has is also what I have. I know that can be like hard to understand, but basically saying that that resource is available to me. So I know. I no longer am in a place of needing or wanting or feeling desperate for it, and instead knowing. And it's hard because, we want it to be in our physical realities. Like, I want the money in my bank account, or I want the person in my home. But it first starts off with coming into knowing rather than being in the distance, which is wanting. So when we have to start there, you know, like when you're wanting, it's in the distance, So then we have to start moving into knowing and holding that new vibration, being in that space. And that's actually how it becomes physical and how it actually shows up in our reality. Message number 5. You know what's funny about abundance? When we say abundance, I think you think money. And the energy of abundance is actually the energy of something being free. So yesterday we went to this event and there was free coffee and donuts. And my kids just, you know, walked up, they got the donuts. They're like, oh, this is great. These donuts are available and they're available to everybody. Or when, I don't know, during the hurricane that we had here, like there was a bunch of free supplies. Like you just walk up, you grab the thing and it's free. Or let's say your kid's going to school and they don't really know this, but like you guys bought the school supplies, but there's a bunch of supplies there for the kids and they kind of just show up and they're like, oh, it's free, it's available. What's funny is that the energy of abundance is that energy. It's the energy of something being available for me. I didn't need to work for this. This thing is free and it's all good. I can just go and grab it. It's there. So it's funny that we need to kind of merge with that feeling of something being available to me. And the closest thing to it I was getting was that, like, just think about when you get something for free or when you access something for free. You might even like not think too much about it. That is the energy of abundance. That's actually what we want to merge into and kind of hold and be like, this is available to me. I can just walk up and get it. Maybe thinking about the water that comes out of my spring or something, like this is available to me. This is abundant to me. And that is the feeling. So I got the word merge, which makes me think of meditation. I mean, in order to move into the energy of abundance, we are going to have to move our energy there. And that doesn't just like happen out of nowhere. Definitely meditation is the best way to do that. So actually sitting and merging with any of these feelings that are sticking out to you, like any of the ones that I said, actually sitting in meditation and being like, okay, can I hold this vibration? Can I hold this feeling? And can I merge with the energy of abundance? And when I live there, that's when these things start to show up for me. But I would say the biggest blocker of abundance is thinking that we need to work for it, like thinking that we need to earn it or try hard, or that, again, that's kind of saying like, oh, I'm in this video game that it's like outside of me, as opposed to being like, no, it's all here for me. And I am connecting to that. If you guys need a little bit of extra help in the Clarity app, we have a new video that I put up that's under the coaching series with Nikki. It's like coaching with Nikki. And it's about getting into the energy. It's making that energetic shift, whatever shift it is that you want to make. And I give you a little exercise how to do that. So if you're in the Clarity app, check it out. And if not, please join us. And lastly, message number 6, because we actually don't have 7 today. 6 was about using your senses to give you evidence that it exists. Because part of not feeling abundant or not being in abundance or having it here, there's actually obviously a lot of doubt, right? There's a lot of not believing. You know, it's hard because it's been many years that you haven't had this thing. So you're kind of like not seeing it within your own reality or your own movie. So you're just getting to this place that you don't believe that it actually exists. So here we were being asked to use our senses. You know, your senses also are what allow you to be present. So allowing yourself to be like, okay, I want to see the money that I'm looking for. I want to feel it. I want to hear it. And allowing your actual reality to bring that in. And it doesn't mean that it's supposed to be in your life. It's actually building the evidence by seeing it in other people. And again, when we remember that we are all one and all of this belongs to us in a funny way, because we are all connected, we are all one. When you start to see it in other realities, really deciding that if it is there, you've already halfway manifested it. You just manifested it. Yes, you happen to put it in somebody else's box, but now you want to bring it into your box. That's the next thing over, right? But being like, oh, I see it over there. Oh man, I really felt that feeling today when I was hanging out with this friend. So really giving yourself credit for that, because you need evidence. You need a little bit more evidence to allow this abundance to flow a little bit more, and that's going to kind of help you feel a little bit more comfortable, you know, turn you into a believer and then therefore a knower, somebody that knows that it's here, know that it's coming. So having to see it in other places and giving yourself credit for that and saying like, oh, that's the evidence. Like, oh my God, look at that. I already did it. Or I, you know, somehow like have brought it in, oh, made a mistake, just brought it into so-and-so's box and not mine instead. And allowing yourself to build that evidence that the abundance is coming. I'm sorry, guys. I said we didn't have seven, but one's coming through right now. And I think what's hard about abundance is that abundance is easy. So we have a hard time, but abundance is related to ease. So the more that we live in an easeful life and we're in the vibe of ease, it comes to us more. So really deciding, maybe I don't need to be one that struggles anymore. Like maybe I'm going to let that go. You know, maybe I don't need to be a victim anymore. Maybe I can just decide that things do flow easily for me and that I'm okay with that. And I think when you get into ease, you get into a lot of gratitude because you start to see what is working for you, what's super great. And you're just kind of identifying more with the things that you're grateful for than the things that you're actually struggling with. And you're kind of changing your identity when you bring into a lot of gratitude because you're saying like, okay, there's all these things in my life and I can either be like team struggle or team grateful. And I'm going to decide to be team grateful. And with that, I become that identity. And what happens with somebody who is blessed, hashtag blessed. And I always think about like those signs. What are those like farmhouse signs that says hashtag blessed? So I move into, yeah, that cheesy person who has a very blessed life and a very easeful life. And now I start to identify with that. And it's hard for us to let go and be that because we're just so used to the struggle. But that is where you're going to find abundance. A person that is receiving abundance, I mean, you can definitely receive abundance in other ways. You can make a lot of money by working very hard and struggling, for sure. That is totally available. But I think the kind of abundance that you're calling in or the one that really wants to talk to you, she's so fairy dusty. And she's like, let me talk to you guys today. And she's like, not even linear. I feel like I'm not even sure if I've given seven messages or what, but she's trying to talk to you guys. And over here, it's just, she's in the place, she hangs out with the people who are okay with being easeful and okay with accepting things, even if they didn't quote unquote earn it, because they just know this is a playground. Everything's available to me and I hang out over here. So definitely building up that gratitude, deciding that you're going to identify with the things that you are grateful for in life, that you're going to identify with a person that has been blessed in all these different ways, and that's who you are rather than the person that struggled. And I know that's hard because maybe the truth is you have struggled for many years, but you are allowed to change your identity at any moment. And when we change our identity, we change our story, we change our outcomes, we change our lives. So you're allowed to. You don't have to be that character anymore. You can totally write a spinoff of that movie, of that series you've been living. And like in the spinoff, you're a totally different person. And you're identifying here with team gratitude so that you can go into the flow of ease. And that's where abundance is going to find you the most. All right, my friends, I hope that was expansive and supportive. Please check out Clarity app this week. We got a lot of good new stuff. I think you're really going to enjoy it. And I really make these things to support you on your journey because these things come through for you, for your expansion and for your growth. And we're just here to support you in that process. I send you so much love and I'll see you in the next episode.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.